You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Get back to square one.
Training camp is in full effect, and we've got you covered with Dukes and Bell.
Live from Flowery Branch with our exclusive coverage. Brought to you by Hooters. Spend game day at Hooters, where wings always win.
And Lashley Kubota. Big savings, bigger performance. Hashtag turn it orange.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size. Brought to you by Window Comfort.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk to our MLB insider from Odyssey, Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us here on Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. And as the camp continues, we'll fill you in on all the latest up here. But Tony, coming off the trade deadline, to be quite honest with you, Braves fans are hot. I think there's a lot of disappointment. I know I am with where we're at and what we expected the general manager and Alex Anthopoulos to do. I'm asking you, are Braves fans and the way that you're hearing, you know, what we lacked as far as getting this deadline, do you feel like the Braves improved their odds to maybe get to the World Series with what you've seen?
Yeah, I think slightly. I don't think it was perhaps the major big deals that I think a lot of Brave fans were hoping. But I do think they shored up some things that they need. You get an extra starter. I happen to have just watched Mally pitch. He pitched a gem against the Padres not that long ago, so he seems to be throwing the ball well. I also experienced the beginning of the second half with Lane Thomas. He went deep in all three games the Padres played. So maybe my opinion is a little high on those guys having seen their success, but I do think they helped the team. Now, was it the kind of deals that I think, you know, maybe people were expecting? And to be honest, I don't know that the Braves ever make deals like that. They usually make smart deals that fit the need they have, and very rarely, it's hard for me to remember them at a deadline going out and making like a major deal that involves one of these, you know, high-end type players. This kind of fits the personality that we've seen from Alex and then the Braves organization to me.
And that's the thing. We're not even going to talk about Tarik Skubal. By the way, actually, I will ask you this, though. Seems like the Dodgers, who have obviously got a great farm system, didn't give up the farm to get Tarik Skubal. Surprised it happened so early relatively to the end of the trade deadline. So the Braves would never have a chance to keep him. I get it. But were you surprised that Skubal went for a relatively cheap price?
Yes. I mean, my antennas went up immediately, you know, kind of seeing what the Dodgers had to give up. You know, they did get a really good prospect from the Dodgers, in my opinion, having watched them play a little bit. But you would have thought Skubal would have garnered more. And I think more importantly, you have to believe that there were other teams that could have matched that at the very least, if not one-upped it to get a guy like Skubal. But, you know, that's kind of the way it goes. The Dodgers get another big-time starter. I think it also may speak to In terms of the Dodgers, what they may feel about Shohei at this point. They may not feel like he's going to be able to get back on the bump. And when you have the resources to kind of replace that from a pitching standpoint, which not very many organizations do, you go out and make that type of move. And so this could be, in their mind, like a backup plan to if Shohei can't go, you know, down the stretch like they're going to need him to.
And by the way, do you want to put the tinfoil hat on? And I'll say that the owners all got together so they can further basically shout out, look, we need a cap. Baseball's broken.
I mean, listen, the timing of it is quite interesting. As the conversation has died down in terms of the Dodgers, you know, kind of being the big bad wolf here, this move happens and boom, we're right back on that conversation again. And we'll see. Ultimately, if I'm putting my tinfoil hat on, they still have to win in order for it to all line up the way they don't. Because if they don't win, kind of all for naught at this point, right? It kind of goes back to the point of, in this game, in baseball, if you have the best roster, does not mean you're going to go out and win all the time. And so we'll see how this thing unfolds. They certainly have to be the favorites. There's no doubt about that.
Right. We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls presented by Grainger. For those... the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Tony, here's what's upsetting to me, and you can speak very, you know, extensively about this. I wanted the Braves to do what the Padres did. Now, I don't know how much you think it helps the Padres, but that's what I wanted. I wanted two legitimate starters. I know, you know, Casey has been struggling. He's been injured this year, but he's owed $6 million. It wasn't about money for the Braves, $6 million. So they can't use that excuse. Tell me how this helps the Padres, and what do you think about that revamped staff now?
Oh, man. I mean, listen, the Padres had they did everything leading up to the break that they needed to do in order to show A.J. Preller that, hey, we're serious about trying to get into this dance. And they did it with two starters, Walker Buehler, who is going about five, and Michael King, who has been great but hasn't been his normal self. Other than that, the rest of the 3 days, they were having to basically do this bullpen chaos where it was all man on deck, basically. And that's sustainable for about 2 weeks, and that's what we've reached at this point, just coming into this deadline. So it was a must-have to get at least one, and it would be awesome to get two. And AJ, I think, hit it out the ballpark, getting Robbie Ray and Mize. I think both of those guys are a perfect fit. And then they got good news on the back end with, you know, Nick Pivetta and Joe Musgrove going out for rehab assignments. They're also taking that step forward. So if those guys come back healthy, now you got an extra starter that you can never have too much pitching come this time of year. And I think it's if it's Atlanta's loss, it's certainly San Diego's gain to get a guy like mine.
That's the thing, man, as Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us. It's just frustrating because I guess there's arguments could be made. Apparently the Blue Jays don't want to deal with Anthopoulos. There's some history there. The Mets maybe didn't want to trade, or the Marlins for that matter, in the division. But still, there were dudes. And I guess the great debate that we've had with some of our audience, and the audience agrees, Tony, you got a team that, despite all the things they've had to overcome, is in a great position to make a run. But you've got to really put some stuff on this roster. And don't you feel maybe this is the time you will have to say, I've got to give up the big prospects because I've got a 5-1 chance to win a World Series here?
Yeah, but as you said, all those other factors that you mentioned do play into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, other GMs may have a grudge. I don't know what it is between the Blue Jays. I know Alex was once there. I don't know what it is, why they wouldn't want to deal with him. I don't even know if that's necessarily true, but
right. You
have to believe that all those things have to play into the factor. And I think the one thing that complicates it for the Braves this year is that there are so many teams. I can't recall a deadline where so many different teams made moves to try to get into the dance. And I think that played a role in Atlanta maybe not being able to move. But you got to also remember, like, these deals come in, a team will say, listen, this is the offer. If we don't hear back from you by this time, we're going to pull this off our table. Now you're leveraging all these different things against one another. And when you have, you know, upwards of six teams, seven teams, even more, who feel like they're in it, it puts a lot of pressure. And you know, maybe it didn't fall the Braves' way this year, or maybe Alex didn't give up whatever they were asking for. Who knows? But it's certainly going to play out now the way it is.
Again, Tony Gwynn Jr., Insider Calls, brought to you by Grainger, guys. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch as we get ready to take in another practice today, guys. Practices is taking place behind us here in the facility. They're in shells. We'll tell you more about Bijan's deal coming up. Tony, as far as the other team that may stood out to you, and I think everybody in the National League, like you said, I think that's what's also so frustrating, right, is you look at this and you go, well, nobody just sat on their hands this time around. But what other team have you been finding yourself talking about after yesterday's trade deadline?
I mean, I thought the Phillies made the perfect moves, too. I mean,
great.
They go out, they get Luis Arraez. I know that's the division. They made
terrific.
That's what you want to hear.
No.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
To get a hitter like Luis Arraez to plug in at the top of that lineup, who also, by the way, could be on his way to a Gold Glove, so you improve your defense as well. They got a lot better. I think the Cubs, in my opinion, they made all the moves, and it was very uncharacteristic of Jed Hoyer. He's usually, you know, very reserved in how he moves in the deadline. It seems like to me he put all his chips in the middle of the table, I think that was they probably had the best deadline, but I thought the Phillies move too was a good one. I'm sure there were a lot of teams in on Luis trying to get his bat at the top of their lineup.
And I guess we got to end with the Yankees. Did they do enough? I mean, they're in a good position, but did they position themselves for the World Series?
Listen, yes, folks in New York, I think they feel like you guys feel right now. They're not very happy with Cashman and the moves he made. I don't know that they made enough, especially when you consider how many moves Boston also made to get better. That was a team left for dead about a month and a half ago, and now they're rolling, second in the wild card, chasing the Yankees. So I would say they didn't do enough. I think you kind of saw a little bit of the ramifications in last night's game with the bullpen coming in and them not, you know, being able to shut the door in that game. And plus, you got it because the way Boston made moves. So I would say they also probably feel a lot like you guys do in Atlanta.
All right, man. You know, we're in our bag today. Braves play the Marlins tonight. It's Grant Holmes on the hill. And look, this may all work out. It may.
I can hear the disappointment in you guys' voice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, brother, what are we here for if we're not trying to win the World Series, my brother?
I hear you.
Tony Gwynn Jr., it's always a pleasure to talk with you, man. Appreciate your insight. Your Padres, man. Padres just got interesting, guys. I'll be honest. I want to see how this plays out for them because I think that was the move the Braves needed. We'll see how it plays out for the Padres. Tony Gwynn, thank you, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, you guys take care.
Yeah, man. Cool. Good stuff from him. More on the Braves as they, you know, they were off yesterday. And more with Alex Anthopoulos about what he had to say, Braves general manager. Yeah, man, look, it is what it is. There are very few times where I come on this show, Mike, and I feel the way I do today because those days don't come about very often where you have a chance to literally change your team. We're going to go through a Falcon season, guys. Trade deadline will come and go. You can go back in the annals and look how many times the Falcons have made a trade at the trade deadline. It's far few in between because those deals aren't impactful like baseball. They're not impactful like basketball where you trade at the halfway point and you get a guy that can help you get to a championship.
Right.
That's what we just had, and I just felt like – I feel like it's an empty feeling right now for me.
Right, and again, you know, what we have, and this is something which I think some Braves fans are realizing isn't going to be enough. The good news is you do feel better about Elder. Elder maybe had that wobble and has corrected because they've won three of his last four starts. But Grant Holmes, every time Grant Holmes goes, is your bullpen going to be taxed? Almost everybody who starts – and again, Ronaldo Lopez is banged up now. Martin Perez did a nice job on Saturday, you know, being told last minute he was going to go. But you've got so many elements that – then you've got to bring in the guys – back from Gwinnett, who have been rehab starting, who are coming off injuries, and you just don't know how much you can trust them to go deep in a game. So the point we're going to, even with the pieces you've added, are you going to tax your bullpen through the dog days of August and September? They'll have anything left in the tank when the playoffs roll around. And can you maintain the lead? That's another thing. And then we haven't even talked about the Kim conundrum. Because now Kim's up with the big club, and Braves fans are losing their minds about that. They want him gone.
Yeah. Well, look, obviously they're going to try to ride this until the wheels fall off. Because he should have been gone already. Right. But they're going to ride this out.
And again, see, the argument is you've done some great things to be where you are, but why don't you try to...
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Stack the deck so you've got an even better chance to win it all. That's the argument. It distilled to its most simplest form. And they never seem to do it.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. When we come back, he's the highest paid in the NFL. It's Dukes and Bell.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.